This really is not, it's not humorous, and I apologize for that, Phil. I got an announcement I got to make. And it is something that I just got an inside scoop on. This is probably going to be hitting the news pretty soon. And I wanted you to know, and I want your listeners to know, over the last, few months, we've come to enjoy the television commercials. I don't know if you're familiar with them, Phil. The Quiznos TV commercials.
The ones with the little boy.
The ones with the little boy. That little boy, Phil, who has so endeared himself to millions of Americans on the Quiznos, a little blonde boy with blue eyes, he was abducted and found dead tonight.
Oh, my God. The little boy?
Apparently he was found in a barrel.
You're joking with me, right?
I'm only kidding.
What a scumbag you are. Hang it up. I'm kidding.
Don't you think it's funny?
What's funny? The kid was abducted and... You know, what happened was when he said the kid was found in a barrel.
You're laughing about it, too.
I don't think that's funny, man. I honestly don't. He's come on here and he has said, Phil, I was raped in the parking garage. I'm only kidding. Phil, I have tuberculosis. I'm only kidding. Phil, I've got anthrax. I'm only kidding. He called up one night and told me that my wife was dead and then said he was kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's called a public panic, man. It's against the law, bud. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, how's this part of public panic on a Quiznos kid?
The little Quiznos boy people dig. Suppose one of his relatives happened to be listening to my show.
All right.
Oh, you see, that's far-fetched?
What, the Quiznos kid? What, like his mom's listening to your show?
It could be. I don't know. Maybe. Suppose she's listening and she hears that her son was abducted, killed, and found in a barrel. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, then she'd think it was funny.
That's right, man. She'd think it was funny.
Wait, she's not going to listen to your show anyway. She's too busy eating free submarine sandwiches.
I'm going to kill. Oh, am I going to kill? And it's going to be slow. Now, it's time for on the Phil Henry Show to thank an anonymous listener who sent us the following bit. So if you go to the website and you're a Backstage Pass member, Doug has been busy over the last several weeks loading in new material onto the archives. And again, all of your emails with regard to the podcast, I know that stripping the music out of the podcast is rendering, for many of you, the show unlistenable. I have to, by the same token, say to you that I've got a lot of email from people saying it's not hurting the show at all. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether it means that the show is better without the music or whether some people are listening too closely. But I'm forwarding every email that I get about our podcast because the music is stripped out. And this is happening to anybody that has a podcast, by the way. We were among the first to have their show downloadable like that. But in any event, because we use a lot of production elements in our show, it probably affects ours maybe more than others. And all of the email that I get, I'm forwarding on to the big boys upstairs, the big guys up in what we call MIS, baby. Oh, yeah. MIS. That is the mother, father computer upstairs. You don't mess with MIS. You have to get two pass keys. They zap you through three doors. Some guy in a blue beret with white gloves leads you down a corridor into an office with a guy sitting there. He looks a little bit like Jabba the Hutt, and he goes, "What are you doing?" It's frightening. All right, thank you. The following bits will be on our website. Jeff Dowder Bakery Strike. The Interstate Bakery Workers Strike threatens Jeff and other artists who need munchies after sparking the owl. Margaret Gray, the cow is back. This bit will be on. Margaret says the popularity of full-figured women... Margaret says the popularity of full-figured women is the result of a backlash against those like her that stay fit. My Friend's Radiothon. Oh, this is a classic from March 2000 when we had a radiothon for my friend's place and we were raising money. We actually raised 10 grand that night selling CDs on our radiothon. The Phil Henry Show presents the My Friend's Place Radiothon. This is great. It includes Margaret Gray singing Frank's Got a Backdoor Pass. Harvey Wireman doing his rendition of Backstabbers. Daryl Weber sings Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And RC and Jeff Dowder doing the classic surf song Wipeout from March of 2000. Woohoo! All of these, I think, are from March of 2000. I think the oldest is from, we got a few 99s thrown in here. Roland Schwinn's Fat Pride. Roland Schwinn's way of protesting the Atkins diet is to eat the last meals of Texas death row inmates who were executed. So, in other words, that's how he stays fit? I don't get it. David G. Hall's St. Patty's Day. Program director David G. Hall forces Phil into drinking green beer and singing quote, mix songs on St. Patrick's Day. Bobby Dooley, 5K Oscar party. Bobby talks about a very expensive Oscar party she's throwing this year. Then we have Chris Norton's Top 10 Women of the Century. Chris Norton's Top 10 Women of the Century include Daisy Fuentes, Jane Mansfield, and other women that have really, quote, nice pairs. But he also throws in Martha Stewart, and that woman what invented birth control. Doug Danger's Top 10 Films of the Millennium. Surprisingly, all of Doug's favorite films are Disney flicks, with the number one film of the last 1,000 years being The Shaggy D.A., starring Dean Jones. Then we have Brass Villanueva, Soft Drinks for Minorities. Brass promotes minority-friendly soft drinks such as Yoo-Hoo, Otter Pop, Squeeze It, Bubble Up, and Dr. Brown's Cream Soda. Dodgers versus ethnic food spokespeople. This is a baseball game. It has the Dodgers. They try to get up off the mat against a team made up of famous ethnic food spokespeople, including Aunt Jemima, the Frito Bandito, and that Italian guy from the Boboli commercial. Mavis Leonard, sing Dixie. Mavis doesn't think there's anything wrong with William Rehnquist singing Dixie. She even threatens to kick her grandson Robert out of the house unless he flies the Confederate flag on his car. What the hell? And then Austin Amarca's The Chosen Race. This one was classic. Dig this. White supremacist Austin Amarca is upset because a black guy smoked him in a Scrabble tournament. And that's an oldie from September of 99. That's before we were syndicated. That's way back when the show was just local in Los Angeles. So those are some new bits on the website. We also got some great email, including some show lines. Coming up tonight, it'll be Chris Norton from the Strand Improvement Organization. Mr. Norton believes that he ought to be able to eat his breakfast, you know, and have a Bloody Mary after you know, kind of cruising cruising all the ladies at the Rusty Pelican the night before without having to look at a lot of fat women walking on the bike path. 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. You can also get a list of our affiliates. They're ever-changing. And we've got a new affiliate in New Orleans. Now, our old affiliate has gone Team America. What is it called? Team America? Air America. Team America was funny. Air America's not. That's, there you go. I just always, just remember the one with Team in front of it. So, but just check our affiliate list and you'll find out where, if anywhere, we are. And our souvenir shop also features all of the great merchandise from the Phil Henry Show. Now, you can go there if you like Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you heard Ted in our last segment, well, you can go and get yourself a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Still very much the rage, all in fashion, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt that features the original Ted's of Beverly Hills logo and the original Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt, which is kind of a royal blue and navy blue. Then we have a beautiful new Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse Miami. That's new, baby. It's brand new. It's in the souvenir shop right now. And we've got a new Ted's of Beverly Hills 25th anniversary T-shirt. The original Ted's Steakhouse is 25 years old, and the T-shirt, 25 years of slaughtering cattle, is on the back. I know it's not as good as we want to put our meat in your bleep, but they won't let us use that anymore. What do you want from me? I like these people who write me emails. Why don't you stand up to the man? Tell him you want to use it. You mean like even get fired, huh? Yeah, yeah, okay, easy for you to say. I got to work too. Anyway, you can also, while there, pick up some other Ted's things like the shot glasses, and we have the Phil Henry store also with our mouse pad and our T-shirts, Western Estates merchandise, Citizens Auxiliary Police merchandise, and more, all in our souvenir shop at www.philhenryshow.com. While you're there, pick up a copy of our Best of 2004 CD. What's the name of our CD? Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. God, man, it's been, I keep still thinking of Death of Talk Radio. That was 2003. Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And we're also pretty soon coming out with a 2005. And I'm going to come out with some new strategies on how to sell our CD when we do personal appearances. One thing I ain't going to ever do again is bring free stuff to a personal appearance. Because what happens, a lot of these cheapskates, I mean, a lot of these fine listeners, if I'm giving something away and I got a stack of CDs to buy that'll benefit the kids over in Hollywood. Oh, they'll grab the free poster and just, well, no, I don't really want it. When we were in Tucson, I had a lot of folks bought the CDs. Some people bought, you know, 4, 5, 6 of them. And then just, some people would walk up with like a scrap of napkin. Hey, could you sign this? So what I'm going to do is only CDs. That's all we're going to bring. So you want me to sign something else? Like that one guy had his T-shirt. That's cool. But, you know, make with a couple of dollars and help you. I don't see any of this bread at all. It's not me. Although God knows that we should, but we won't. So when you're at the souvenir shop, pick up the CD. It's got our best of, and it's a double CD for $20. And that's a deal. That's almost 60. That's 120 minutes worth of material for $20 on our CD. Goes to my friend's place. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I have some funny lines from the show that I want to read to you. I got this as brand new, and I haven't read them yet, so I really don't know if they're funny or not. But this was sent in by Kim. And Kim sent these in. It says, here are some favorite lines from the show. Love songs with Bob, a NAMBLA caller when Bob plays I Believe in Miracles by Hot Chocolate instead of How Deep Is Your Love. He says, quote, I don't know what kind of sick game you're playing, Bob, but if it was in my power, I'd come down there and geld you with a wheat scythe. What the hell? Senior chat, when Harvey Weinman is discussing what to do when you run someone over and have to talk to the cops, if you can manage it, squirt a little into your... if you can manage it, squirt a little into your diaper like you've come full circle. Wow. Hey. Jeff Dowder, Jeff discusses a large wave front coming into California due to the large number of Japanese cliff divers. Like my friend Toby Bo said, that's like a billion Mr. Spock haircuts getting wet. That's a billion combs that are going to be very busy, dude. Then we have bogus caller Steve, whose ophthalmologist had ass breath. Quote, his breath was so bad, I felt profound sadness. I was sad for myself and the whole human race. My skin turned darker on my... And my eyebrows fell off.
I don't like to be around Negroes, so.
Makes it a little tough, doesn't it?
What?
Well, how do you like blues, but you don't like, quote, being around Negroes?
They've got white guys that do blues. Charlie Musselwhite and, and another guy.
Yeah, Charlie Musselwhite and, Spider John Connor.
Who? Jesus. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I'm old.
Well, Charlie Musselwhite ain't no freaking spring chicken. Anyway, Mark's going down to some club in Long Beach, but I was trying to find out when the Long Beach Blues Festival is, bud. When is that?
I don't know. I wanted to go to it.
Well, there's a lot of Negroes there, so, you know.
Well, I'll just have to deal with it.
Yeah, you'll have to deal with it. When is the Long Beach Blues Festival? It's one of the most, it's really a lot of fun. Of course, I haven't been there in so long. For all I know, it's changed. I've been to the Long Beach Blues Festival in years, but it's like a festival. I mean, you're on the grass with a picnic basket, and they had great bands, just great acts. And it was sponsored for the longest time by KLON, which was the radio station out of Long Beach State. And I don't know if they still sponsor that or if it's the city's taking it over. I'm so freaking out of it, man. It's Labor Day weekend, is the Blues? Oh, great. I'm making plans, bud. You can go down with me, and I'll shield you from all the black folks.
Thank you.
Here's something here, man. I don't know. This is their program schedule or something there? So who's playing? Oh, whatever. Let's take a phone call. Who's playing down at that club that you're going to? We like the blues here on the Phil Hendry Show. As you know, we have Tsunami. Sam, is he going to be coming in later on, bud?
Well, I'll see if he's got a blues song to sing.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to RC. RC, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hendry. I'm really enjoying your program, sir.
Thank you. Are you the young man that call? You're from the military academy?
Yes, sir, at Bradley Military Academy.
And you guys listen to the show up there, huh?
Yeah, we do. A lot of the secondary classmen listen to this show, and we enjoy it a lot. And I wanted to say that I really like your show, and also I want it. Shut up. I want.
Just tell your friends to quit bothering you, and just tell me what you want to say.
Well, I was getting a haircut today at the student union where we go and we get our haircuts because we live on campus here and we have to have a military style haircuts.
Okay.
And the woman who was cutting my hair, and I don't quite know how to say this, I do want to be a gentleman about it, but her breath smelled like tuna. Okay? Mr. Hendry, okay?
Yes, yes. She's cutting your hair and her breath smells like tuna.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, so I didn't want to be rude to her, but I said, ma'am, do you like tuna fish? I mean, I was just asking her, do you like tuna fishes, you know, tuna fish and sandwiches? And she said, no, she's allergic to it. Okay, so that was kind of my...
What?
Well, I didn't know what how to put it, but that was kind of my tip-off.
Your tip-off to what, man? I don't understand.
Well, what is that about? That's what I'm asking. What is that about? That's all I'm saying.
What? You're calling my show. You got a haircut.
Yes, sir.
And you got your hair cut by a woman who had tuna on her breath, but she doesn't eat tuna.
No, sir. So I'm asking you, isn't that pretty much a tip-off?
About what?
About her orientation.
Get out of here, kid.
Can I get an autograph, Pete?
I thought it was a good question.
Oh, what do you know? She had tuna on her breath. Why don't you call a kid back and find out if she had spiked hair and midge tattooed on her arm?
What's that got to do with it?
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here's another great line sent to us by Ron. By the way, coming up in a few minutes will be Chris Norton from the Strand Improvement Organization. Mr. Norton is a young 28-year-old man. He is a single man. He lives with other single people there at the Strand on the beach. And in many cities across America, you have your area of the city where young college-age or post-college-age people, upwardly mobile young professionals, gather for an evening of cocktails and dancing. And Chris's area is the Strand in Hermosa Beach. On a Friday or Saturday night, it's full of beautiful people, but on Sunday morning, Saturday morning, in come the fat women to go walking on the bike path, and he says, quote, and I'm just quoting him in the press release, it's tough to keep your breakfast down. Here is a line from Ron Schaaf. On Friday, June 17th, Phil said, quote, this kind of morality in our country where a man puts a 3-year contract for snow peas and Chinese noodles ahead of a woman in a ball gag. Dear Phil, I just can't. I had to tell you that I'm dying laughing watching the webcast. It's the greatest. Please put more of those on the website. I nearly fall out of the damn chair watching you do the show, especially when you see you crack up laughing during the call sometimes. When I'm at work and I'm listening to the show, it's usually a quiet kind of place, so I can't really laugh out loud, but I'm losing my breath keeping it in, but watching the webcast at home is even more funny. Please put more of these on the net. Oh, yeah, I listen at work now on a tiny iRiver MP3 player I got the other day. It holds IQ, I don't know, Patrick in Birmingham. I pulled that because not everybody hated the webcam. I mean, a lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't dig it because they didn't want to see me doing what I do. This says from George Stewart in Fernandina Beach, Florida. Please give a shout out to Lieutenant Colonel Monty Stewart in Qatar. He's my brother. All right, my brother. Phil, thanks for the hours and hours of work you do that entertain us all so much. Your place in hell has air conditioning but cheap tequila. She says, this is from Lane. Now, listen to this story. Denzel Washington, this is out of New York City, June 22nd. So is that today or yesterday, 2 days ago? Denzel Washington made some new fans when he and his family visited the Brooks Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where soldiers wounded in Iraq, especially burn victims, are hospitalized. The base has buildings known as Fisher Houses, founded by the Fisher family of New York real estate fame, where relatives of the wounded can stay for little or no charge. When Mr. Washington learned there weren't enough Fisher House facilities, he asked how much one would cost to build. He wrote a check for the full amount right there on the spot, said a source, who added, quote, the question I have is, why does Madonna, Sean Penn, and other Hollywood types make front page news with their anti-American crap, and this doesn't even get reported? End quote. Hey, man, I don't know about Sean or the rest of them. In fact, Sean is featured on our website. He's got our quote of the week on our DVD. But that's very cool. That's very cool. That's Denzel Washington. I told you I like that guy, bud.
I like him, too.
He's black.
I don't care.
Jesus. Wish you were consistent, man. Would you hang out with him?
Sure.
Even though he's a black guy?
Yeah, but it's different with him.
Yeah, of course it is. Dear Phil, I listened to Beck on a co-worker's radio. Oh, I listened to Glenn Beck. Listen to this. He has, in the last 48 hours, ripped off your Art Bell intro and several of your catchphrases. It's got so bad yesterday, I expected him to say he was going to go to Bakersfield chimp on someone and doesn't care if he goes to jail. He has a better show than that droning bastard Hannity, or Rush for that matter, but what is really funny to people I work around seems to be that he's ripped off material directly from you. Just thought you want to know, Charles. If I have proof that Glenn Beck is stealing my catchphrases, that's actionable. I will sue, and I'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and I don't care if I go to jail. If I find out, Beck, that you're using Bakersfield chimp, or drop down to the fifth ring, or shove it up left, or any of our brilliant phrases, I will go chimp on you. I'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm Phil Hendry. That's one man's opinion. All right, we're going to be right back. And coming up, of course, is Chris Norton and all of his baloney. And I think that's the ticket, baby. That's Sewell and Belhaven in 08. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, we will have the... what's that guy's name again?
Chris Norton.
Chris Norton will be joining us. And we're also going to be talking about the... We're going to be talking a little bit about Rudy Canosa, apparently a gentleman who has been on our program before, has gotten into some problems with regard to the fact that he feels it is it's the paramount of class to walk up to a woman and go la 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 or some crap like that, okay? And apparently he is feeling a backlash. And we want to talk to Rudy right now from where are you right now, Rudy?
I'm at the Temple City Pool Hall right now.
Temple City Pool Hall? Isn't that a little far out of your turf?
It is, but I'll tell you, when I get depressed, I try to drive. I get in the car, I rent a car, and I drive. I love to drive. And I will drive a long way. And I got off this San Bernardino, and here I am.
You're on Live Oak there at the Temple City Pool Hall?
Yes.
All right, so what's what happened?
What happened is this. I've been on your broadcast in the past to say to you that it is a Argentinian custom to say to a woman who is very beautiful, la 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 la, you know. Now, what happened?
Well, you change the way you say that. You just say la la la.
No, it's not la la la. It's la 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 la. You got to flip the tongue around, you know. Now, here's the thing. People have said to me, are you being filthy? I said, what do you mean? And they said, in America, when a man wants to be filthy with a woman, when he wants to exhibit his filth, he will say, you know, with the tongue. And I said, oh my God, now I get it. After all these years on your program.
You didn't understand that?
No, what is to understand?
You're walking up to a chick and going, la, 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 la.
I didn't know what that meant in your country. In my country, it means you're beautiful. But in your country, you have taken it, and it is filth. See, in other words, what you've done is you've turned it into the filth.
And wait a minute. I haven't turned it into anything, man. What are you talking about? How is it anything other than that?
In my country, to say to a woman, is the height of respect.
And are you nuts or something? How? What chick is going to think that that's the height of respect?
For a woman to think that I mean anything other than total respect can only mean one thing, that the American approach to the la-la has turned it into nothing but a sewer of sin, a sewer, a septic tank of filth. To stick your tongue at a woman and go as if you think you know what you're doing with the tongue. It makes me laugh. As far as that goes, for instance, there's no one but Rudy. There's no one but Rudy. I know.
Okay. So, in other words, when you go la-la-la, I don't mean that, but as long as we're on the topic, you know all about that too, huh?
But I'm not going to demonstrate it like some pig. And because of that, I have taken a fair amount of abuse. I've received email, cards, and letters from many of your listeners, and that's why I find myself driving tonight. Driving. Rudy just ran a car. I just drove. I drove into the night to get away from it all. And when that retard tracked me down...
You mean Bud?
Yes.
What do you call a retard?
Never mind, Bud.
I said, yes, I'll go on the program.
Well, we wanted to talk to you because I had heard that you've gotten a lot of letters. All right, so just so I'm clear, when you walk up to a woman and you go ahead, what do you do?
When you walk up to a woman, you say to her, you are so beautiful.
What the hell?
No, swear to God. Hey, that's my quarter. Now I
get him out of here. Oh, yeah, that's right, Rudy. We're the guys that filthed it up. You walk up to a chick with all the class in the world in your vinyl boots and your zippered vest, and you go, blah, 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 blah. She's supposed to think that means, well, aren't you just the queen, the jewel in the navel of womanhood? What does he mean, hey, that's my quarter?
You got a pool hall.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mr. Norton will be talking about how things are getting ugly on the beach this summer, summertime. But I'm listening to the news as I'm driving in, and I well, by the way, speaking of the news, not so much the radio news, but television news. Yeah, okay, Greta, you're down in Aruba, and you'll be there till the bitter end, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, Fox News is down in Aruba. Oh, here's this Anita Vandersloot. Now, look. Somewhere along the line, somebody have to got to get this. And people will tell you, I get emails from people, do you know what Bush is doing? Okay, right. And they email it to everybody. So it'll have like an email list of a million people. And it'll be, Bush lied about something. Bush lied about this, Bush lied about that. But then you take a look at who they're sending the emails to. They're sending it to all their own people. They're sending it to NPR and the Jack Jackass show or the left-wing show or something, right? So they're preaching to the choir.